what company again?
This is Rudy.
Okay. 504.
You still want to talk to me, right?
Yeah.
And you understand you're right?
Behind.
Okay. And you understand you're right?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay. Let me give you a little background on me just for a second. I used to work on gangs, and I know that one gang has suicidal tendencies.
True.
Orange County?
True.
Buena Park?
No, I thought they were from Vermont.
Venice, anyway.
Right down the hall.
Okay. Right. Anyway, honestly, were you guys over there and you got in the midst of a fight with another gang? Is that what happened?
Yeah, that they went to see them in concert like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, you want to see suicidal tendency?
Yeah.
Okay. So I know that there is a band.
Yeah. Well, if I was like playing the gang, I'd be calling it a gang.
Because I know you were throwing some signs in those people.
Sure, we don't want you to picture.
Huh?
That's when we took the picture out through that suicidal sign.
What'd you throw them? Tell me, just curious. Okay, now we're at V. What's that stand for? That stand?
Like, you go like this.
Huh?
You can't do it with my other hand, and then you cross with your hand.
And what does that mean?
Suicidal, I guess.
Okay.
I'm just like, I need to find an album.
Okay. Do you know who the other guys were? Were that your, they were causing problems?
I've never seen none of these before. I'm like, I knew that.
They gave the party?
Yeah. And the people we came with.
Okay.
And then, like, I knew, like, one guy there. I seen him a couple months ago, but he wasn't there when all this one happened.
Was this party report, was there going to be a gang bang fight, or was it just a get together?
Sure, it was just a party. It was like a band, you know. It was like a party.
Were they charging admission there?
No, it's free.
Free.
Okay. I think it was like her birthday or something.
Had you been drinking there?
Yeah.
How much do you think you had to drink?
Like 3 beers.
That's about it?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you use any drugs while you were there?
No. No drugs, you float.
I don't
smoke some weed.
And while you were there?
Yeah.
And one joint, two joints, what?
Two, probably.
That's about it?
Yeah, two bowls and a pipe.
Two bowls and a pipe?
No, two bowls and a pipe.
Oh, two bowls and a pipe. Okay.
There was no joint, too.
Yeah. All right. So, and you got there, you say, around 8 o'clock?
I think.
Okay. All right. Was it your car you drove in or someone else?
No, someone else.
Okay.
My car was my garage.
Okay. And whose car was it that you drove in? Sorry, what's his last okay, but wasn't in that car.
No, he was in another car. We came in two cars.
All right. What the girlfriend's name? Okay. All right. Thank you. Well, this is Detective Sergeant Mike Barnes. What time is it? 5:15. Can you understand your rights?
Sure.
Okay. Do you want to talk with me?
Yeah.
Okay. Something just creeps up. He just told me that when you had stepped out of the house and were walking, apparently you fired two more rounds out front.
Sure, Paul, coming off the side. I came out of the house.
You came out of the side of the yard?
As you came out of the back of the yard, you fired about 4, 5, 6 rounds into the air.
Yeah.
Okay? Then you came out of the side of the house and you walked out into the street.
Oh.
Okay. As you walked into the street, you started walking down the street, you fired two more rounds.
In the air.
In the air. Oh, okay. All right. So two rounds were fired there, and it was sometime after that then you were shot.
Sure, I was cruising.
Walking?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
You didn't hear this deputy give you commands? I mean, I'm understanding as you're saying you didn't hear anybody give you any commands?
No, I heard like, hey, something, I heard like you. I thought I might be a signal about like something that would be.
Didn't you see this individual in a uniform?
No, I just seen like some dude with a gun. I wasn't paying attention. I was all cruising.
Okay.
Cruising, just like, you know, waiting, tripping out the whole scene.
How much you been drinking tonight?
About 3 or 4 beers.
How much drugs you use tonight?
I smoked a little bit of weed.
Do any coke tonight?
No.
Nothing else?
No.
Just a little weed.
Sure, just like your basic stock. Night.
Okay. I've spoken to the deputy. The deputy's telling me that on two different occasions he told you to stop. He told you to put down your weapon. And you just
That's bullshit right there.
And you just kept walking.
Tell you the truth.
He said when you got on the sidewalk and then you cut in between the cars and you walked onto the sidewalk. You were in the street originally.
Sure, I walked out in the street.
And you walked in the street, you fired a couple of rounds, then you, he says he told you to stop. Just let me go through the scenario here, and then you tell me. He told you to stop, told you to put down the gun, that you just kept on walking with the gun in your hand, that you walk in between a couple of cars up onto the sidewalk. He had taken a position over by a green Porsche, and as you walked up the sidewalk, you stopped. He tells you, stop, put down the weapon, and that you turned like you were going to go back, chugged it away, like you were going to run.
That's exactly what
you did. But you changed your mind, and you spun back around again, and when you did, you had the shotgun in your hand, the shotgun was pointing at him, and he fired.
The only thing is true, except for that one part where he said, like, he told me to stop, and I busted off in two rounds.
Okay.
And then when I had the gun in my hand.
Didn't you initially tell Detective Gatling that you had the gun on a sling over your shoulder?
Yes.
Well, how can you fire two rounds in the air if you got it slung over your shoulder?
Because, like, you could, like, pull it up. See, like, you, like, before I see the gun sometimes.
Yeah, I see it. Yeah, I've seen it.
You have a sling, isn't it, like, hang?
Yeah.
You just, like, pick it up right there.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, can I put your hand?
When you spun back around, you said you were going to, like, run.
Sure.
Didn't you change your mind or something?
I think that, like, there was another cop, like, coming right up.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I just seen, like, some gun, and I just saw.
So you saw police walking up?
Like, not that one guy, but, like, some more. I knew all coming. Like, I seen some, like, chrome.
You didn't see a guy in front of you with a shotgun?
Not until I was, like, right there. And I seen it, that was some dude with the gun, and I'm like, fuck. And I turned, then I seen some cops, and I turned back around, and then right there, the police got all scared, she's all scared.
Okay.
So I never had a gun in my hand.
But it may not have been in your hand, but if it's slung over your shoulder, and that's all you've got to do is do this with it.
Sure, I can see, you know.
It's as good as
you can. You know, I behind you in that bastard.
Yeah, I
never pointed at the dude or nothing.
Well, when you spun around, you told me earlier that when you spun back around, that it could have come out from underneath your trench coat.
Sure, like that. You know,
if it's hanging on a steel, it can just kind of swing out.
Sure, and like, you know, like the wind and stuff will blow the thing on the side.
All right, thank you much for talking again.